Hello, beautiful people. Welcome to the Kim of Diamonds podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in time and time again. I really, really do appreciate it. Today's topic was inspired by the usual conversations with self. You know, like I told you guys, I like to have conversations with myself. I find that I probably say 10% of the stuff that goes on in my head. Now, you might be thinking, whoa. But that's because I've noticed that a lot of people love to talk, but they're not, you know, they don't like to, they're not good at listening. They don't like to listen. And I always find it useless to talk to someone who is not going to listen. I'd rather just listen to you then, if you want to do all the talking. And those are the same people who want to turn around and claim to know you. But it's like, no, you actually don't know me because, you know, you're always doing all the talking. So yes, that's why I probably say only 10% of the stuff that goes on in my head. But when I meet like a friend or someone who, like, you know, where it's back and forth listening and talking and it's balanced, man, I always have a great time. It's always one of the best conversations. But anyways, I'm digressing. The topic of conversation today is on you praying for yourself. Now, I know that you probably already pray. It doesn't matter what religion you're into, or even if you don't really have a particular religion, you do pray. You know, you find yourself saying, I hope this works out. You know, I want this to work out. In a way, that's prayer. And I've found that, yes, I pray for myself. I have, you know, those inner things I say to myself, but also out loud and stuff like that. But one thing I've realized is most people, after they say amen, they're back to feeling helpless, back to feeling like doubting what they just prayed for, you know, second guessing it. And I know that, yeah, it happens, you know, when you look at reality and it doesn't match what you've been praying for days, weeks, or even years. Trust me, I have unanswered prayers. I still have unanswered prayers after years. But if there's something that I know for a fact is the right thing always happens at the right time. So I'm no longer in a rush to make sure this gets answered, that gets answered and stuff like that. No. But anyways, the point of what I'm saying is you need to pray for you is that when you say amen, you need to be in a space where you know what you've prayed for is going to happen. And I want to ask you to start praying for yourself in a more, with authority. You know, when I mean that, I mean, I feel like most of us feel guilty and bad for asking certain things. You know, if you're like me, you've definitely gone through that stage where, you know, you are asking for things that you think you should be asking God for, you know, instead of really asking him for what's on your heart. You know, because God loves us unconditionally. And what we tend to do is we tend to take the way the people around us treat us, you know, the way that they love us. And we think God loves us the way our human parents love us, our human friends or fellow humans love us. But no, God's love is so much bigger than what we've experienced here on earth. And so that means when we are praying, we can be real, we can be ourselves in that moment, or even every other moment, you know. So when you are praying for you, don't hold back on praying for blessings over your life, you know. And what I mean by that is, I'll give you an example. When I'm praying for myself, guys, I'm always like, you know what, God, you've given everyone a destiny. You've given everyone a chance to make something out of themselves. And, you know, he says in his word that, you know, he's given us all the necessary equipment or tools to create wealth, to acquire wealth. So then I'm always telling God, listen, if there is anybody out there that might try to stand in my way in one way or the other, I commit that person into your hands, because I declare that I am immovable, I am invincible, I am secure, I am in my lane, and I'm doing just fine, and no one's going to move me. No amount of voodoo, no amount of curses and spells and negativity and bad mindedness is going to shift me from my destiny, or is going to steal from me. You know, those things, you have to say those things to yourself, Or else you'll be living your life thinking everything and everyone's out to get you, you know, living under the veil and the cloud of superstition and fear and stuff. And I'm not saying those things are not real. Yes, they are. You know, they are real. But then you know what else is real? The power that God has given you. And when you are praying for yourself, you have to make sure you cover yourself. You have to make sure you're speaking blessings and positivity over yourself, the things that you want to do and achieve and the things that you are. And I know these are called affirmations. When you say out loud what you are, like, I am love, I am light, I am successful, I am positive, I am positive vibes, you know, all those things. So yeah, that is the topic of conversation today, because I've noticed when I've been having conversations with other people that, yeah, they do pray, and you know, they're Christian or whatever religion that they are, they pray and they believe in God, and you know, they go to church every Sunday and all that kind of stuff. But when the amen comes through, they disappear, they become fearful, they become nothing like what they're asking for in prayer. So you have to, do you know what I mean? I hope I really make sense. I hope you get the gist of what I'm saying. What I'm basically saying in conclusion is that take charge over your destiny through the words that you say about yourself to yourself when you're praying, when you're having conversations with yourself, when you're having conversations with God. Speak life into yourself, speak protection into yourself, be your own priest or priestess, you know, intercede for yourself. And I know that, you know, there are a lot of verses about, you know, Christ, the Son of God, already intercedes for us. Yes, but you also have to follow his example of interceding. You have to intercede for yourself. Don't just be living anyhow, okay? So yes, that's the little encouragement for this week. Unfortunately, I can't seem to find the background music this time around, so my podcasts are a little quiet lately. I'm going to figure that out. But until next time, peace and love from me to you as always. And also remember to check me out on social media at Kim of Diamonds. Kim of Diamonds on Instagram. Send me a message if anything resonates with you. Or if you'd like to co-host a podcast with me, let me know as well. I'd love to hear from you. I'd love to hear your thoughts. I'd love to hear your experiences as well. So yes, keep your head up. Peace and love from me to you.